Baseball season is almost upon us, and that will be the theme on today's conversation with Rick Limpert, who you can follow on Twitter, Rick Roswell. And you join us from the West Coast today. Rick, how are you?
Good, Sally. Been out here for almost a week and a few more days on tap. And it's one of the rites of spring, baseball season, springing forward, the turning the clocks ahead. It's all happening.
Indeed it is. The Masters is right around the corner, and baseball also right around the corner. And there's always incredible technological innovations coming forth in the sport of baseball. First thing we're going to talk about, pocket radar. This is something for you and me in some respects, right?
Yeah, if you're needing a radar. Now, so you remember the big radar guns they used to hold up at the baseball games to measure the speed of the pitches. Now there is a little pocket device that does the exact same thing. It's called the pocket radar, and it's good for baseball, you know, any sport, softball, volleyball, hockey, lacrosse, any sport where you're measuring ball speed or the speed in flight, and it just fits in your pocket, as the name would suggest. Hold the button down before the ball is in flight, release it, and the speed will be displayed of the ball going by you. So a really cool device. This is something we all can have. We can all have our own pocket little radar now. And you can also probably sit on your street corner and get the speed of the cars going by if you want it as well.
I was just about to ask you about that. Curious to know what members of the Homeowners Association would be interested in this sort of thing and bringing that up at the next meeting to lobby for having speed humps installed in the neighborhood.
I'm not mentioning it to my Homeowners Association, but it does measure speed from, you got to hit at least 25 miles an hour, but up to over 100 miles an hour, and it's very accurate. So love this device, and pocketradar.com.
All right, next up, we're going to talk about HitTrax, a hitting service that helps track where hitters are putting the ball on the field. This is something that a lot of big high school and college players are most definitely going to want to know about.
Yeah, this is really big in the colleges, so HitTrax. So anytime you hit the ball in play or out of play, it will tell players and chart where players are hitting balls. It measures exit velocity, launch angle, gives you charts of where the players are hitting the ball. So great for coaches, managers, and scouts as well to kind of measure and see where particular players are, their tendencies are, where they're hitting the ball.
Pretty awesome. Are you a pull hitter, Rick?
I can pull the ball, but I was always right center field. I'm a gap hitter.
Well, you're doing a lot better than me. I don't even make contact. I'm usually set down 1, 2, 3.
I don't have an app for that, Sully.
And not Bluetooth enabled, this thing, right?
No. You it's hand-eye coordination. You got practice.
All right, so let's talk now about Major League Baseball's new partnership to improve technology on and off the field. Seeing the image that you sent me here of the bullpen phone and a manager on the phone reminds me of David Ortiz smashing up that bullpen phone. Will this technology prevent that from happening?
Well, the goal is to replace that old bullpen phone. I never knew how it rang the bullpen when the guy picked it up. There was never lag time. The guy would just pick it up and start talking. But Mitel is kind of the new partner with Major League Baseball. Hopefully, maybe it'll replace the old bullpen phone. So it's going to make a communications platform for the dugout to the bullpen, and also now into the clubhouse with the video replay rooms. You can reach the press box. So this will make it easy for umpires, for the teams, just the on-field communications that fans don't see, but, you know, that's part of every ballpark. It's going to be really improved with Mitel.
Well, the manufacturers of corded phones are seeing their business model dwindle down to next to nothing. Let's hope they can hang on here in this new era, as it were. How's that for a little baseball reference, Rick?
I think they should keep the bullpen phones just there, as kind of, even if they're not using them, as kind of a trophy or a sign of the times. I was in the Georgia Tech dugout one time, and they have a bullpen phone actually even at the college game, and I picked it up, but nobody answered.
The pay phones outside of the gas stations are the exact same way. Sometimes they're there just as monuments to the old technology. Yep. They don't even have a phone in them. No sport is more statistically driven than baseball, and there are a couple of new statistics to keep track of. Tell us about these.
Well, if we didn't have enough stats in baseball already, Sully, I don't know what your favorite stat is, but here's three to watch for this year. So I mentioned in passing exit velocity. So this is the they're actually now measuring the speed of the ball off the bat. And I guess that tells you things about distance and how hard somebody's swinging and that type of thing. They're also now charting, Sully, the hitting with infield shifts. So when a player is facing a shift in the infield, they're keeping track of that and their batting average, and again, where they're hitting the ball. And, you know, this is a golf stat launch angle. So they're now measuring the angle of the ball coming off the bat. So when you're up there batting, you got to be aware that you're being watched and measured in just about everything you do. And a couple new stats to watch for this year. But I'm still an ERA kind of guy. That tells you how good a pitcher you are.
Yeah, you just mentioned Georgia Tech. You probably need somebody from Georgia Tech to keep up with all of these various statistics and all of the different math that plays into creating and keeping track of these. Tell us what's new here from Diamond Kinetics. This company is relatively new, but they're doing some great things.
Yeah, relatively new, but we mentioned this a couple of years ago, Sully, when we talked about baseball tech then. So this Pittsburgh company is it measures kind of everything about you and your swing to get you fitted with the correct bat. So, again, taking something from golf, we have fitted clubs, and you get fitted depending on your height and your swing for particular clubs in golf. Now, it's over the last 5 years, Diamond Kinetics has developed sensors and the ability to watch you and analyze your swing and get you fitted for the right weight, the right type of bat. So already being used by about half the major league teams. So that shows there's some staying power with this.
WirelessWednesday.live is Rick's site, and you can keep up with all the things that he is covering during the week, always on the cutting edge of the technological advances that are out there and writing great pieces about them. As we wrap up here, talking a little bit about baseball, protective netting coming soon to all Major League Baseball ballparks. This has been in play for years in terms of behind the plate, but now we're talking about going a little bit further down first and third base side. What prompted all this?
Well, I guess the speed of the ball coming off the bat again. I think part of it, Sully, is probably due to smartphones. People not watching the game going on in front of them, checking their phones. You know, balls flying into the stadium at record speeds, and you know, this has been with injuries, and you hate to think of worse things happening. So yeah, protective netting being extended down the first and third base lines. More people protected, and this netting is hopefully it's good enough to see through where you don't really see that net. It's pretty good, I think. It doesn't really affect the fan viewing, but it does help protecting fans that are sending texts and posting on Facebook when they should be watching the game.
Definitely a good thing. I hate to see those stories of people getting hit by foul balls, especially little kids or older folks. And hopefully Major League Baseball can prevent that sort of stuff with this technology. Rick, if I can indulge you, I just wanted to get a plug in for a charity that I'm involved with. It's coming up next week. This is St. Baldrick's, raises money for pediatric cancer research. And if anybody's interested in learning a little bit more about St. Baldrick's, what they do, and the importance of the research that they help fund, check out my Instagram. It's Rich Sullivan_. Got a link there, and I'm trying to reach my goal. So a few bucks if you can donate it, that's cool. If not, share the link or just know about it, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about that, Rick.
I love that. I love it as well, Sully. I'm going to help you out with a few bucks. I hope to see you down there next Saturday, and good for the listeners, and I'll put the link in the show notes, and I'll be promoting throughout the week as well. So congratulations on another successful year and campaign with that, and I love it.
Absolutely. Well, I greatly appreciate it. And talking about baseball, who do you like this season, Rick? It's early. We're everybody's 0-0. Who's going to be the World Series champion here in 2018?
Well, it's too early to tell. I was at spring training earlier this week. I was down in Arizona for Brewers and Cubs. How about those two teams? Maybe the Brewers and Cubs will be battling out in the National League. And, it's going to be in the American League. It's hard to not think the Yankees are going to be there with all the talent on that team.
Well, it's a great year when the Yankees fail to make the playoffs, and it's great when they don't win the World Series. So I'll take that. Always good to talk to you, Rick.
Thanks. I'll talk to you next week.